Fire truck. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Our fugitive has been on the run for 90 minutes. Average foot speed over uneven ground, barring injury, is 4 miles an hour. That gives us a radius of 6 miles. What I want out of each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, hen house, outhouse, or doghouse in that area. Checkpoints go up to 15 miles. Your fugitive's name is Dr. Richard Kimball.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. Today we are pleased to wish a happy 75th birthday to American actor Tommy Lee Jones. Born in 1946 in San Saba, Texas. Known for his roles in Men in Black, The Fugitive, No Country for Old Men, and Lincoln, Jones was Al Gore's Harvard roommate for 4 years, and upon graduation he moved to New York and then to Hollywood, where his career trajectory changed dramatically. With 1993's The Fugitive, Jones became a household name, and he has followed that course with other memorable performances. An eighth-generation Texan, Jones was the only child of Clyde Jones, a cowboy turned oil field worker. His parents were married and divorced twice, and Jones had a difficult adolescence, enduring a good deal of physical abuse from his father. Despite this background, he was a talented athlete and student, and he eventually won a football scholarship to Harvard University. An English literature major there, he became an all-Ivy offensive guard on the football team. He loved drama and performed in a number of school productions, most notably playing the lead in Shakespeare's Coriolanus. Not muscular and heavy enough to make it in the National Football League, Jones headed to New York to pursue a career as an actor upon graduating from Harvard in 1969. He won his first professional role shortly afterward in an off-Broadway production. In addition to stage work, he had a regular part as Dr. Mark Toland on the daytime soap opera One Life to Live from 1971 to 1975. He made his feature film debut in 1970. As the roommate of Ryan O'Neill's character in the weepy feature Love Story. Frustrated with the dwindling opportunities on Broadway, Jones moved to Hollywood in 1975. He soon landed a prominent role in the debut of the popular television series Charlie's Angels, as well as his first lead role in a Hollywood feature, the 1976 crime drama Jackson County Jail, produced by edgy B-movie icon Roger Corman. Over the next two decades, Jones appeared in nearly three dozen film and television projects and turned in a number of critically acclaimed performances. Highlights of his pre-fugitive career include well-received TV movies like The Amazing Howard Hughes, The Executioner's Song, for which he won an Emmy, and the celebrated CBS miniseries Lonesome Dove, co-starring Robert Duvall, Angelica Houston, and Diane Lane. He also earned kudos for his supporting performances in Coal Miner's Daughter, co-starring Sissy Spacek, and Oliver Stone's JFK, starring Kevin Costner. For the latter film, he earned an Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actor for his portrayal of Clay Shaw, a suspected conspirator in the assassination of President John Kennedy in 1963. Jones continues to keep an active schedule, combining acting work with polo and other outlets for his expert horsemanship. Happy birthday to you, sir. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 15th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.